ואין דף סמוקסיין המדלף, אמר רב שמן ברבא, אמר רב יחנן, הכניסו לו איזוב, שומן אויסוי וראיהו כשוויוי. Now, what is רב יחנן telling us? What does he Rashi? So Rashi says, זוב חתיך איזוב. That was the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. She brought in Chaticha Izov, pieces of gold. Verei hu kishovyoi. So when he's mekabel on himself to pay back, if he'll give her a get or if he'll die, lo yosef shlish v'lo yifcha ischaymesh. We had heard in the Mishnah, if she brings in Ksofim, and he could be Maviach Momin with the Ksofim, so then he's Moisif Ashlish. If she brings in Chafeitzim, that they were Shom, he's Poiches Achaymish. And we had two reasons why the Poiches HaChaymish. One reason the Poiches HaChaymish, since she's Mishtamish with the Dvorim HaNishim, so she's Mavchis the Shavius. So therefore, when he pays her back, he doesn't have to pay her for the shavyes b'shas nisuin, because a chelik of the shavyes she got paid back already while they were married by using it up. That was one reason why we're poiches achaymish. Another reason we had were poiches achaymish because the shume was not an accurate shume. They always used to over-evaluate the Dvorim HaNishayimim, cover the Kalev. So therefore, when he was Machayev himself to pay back, if she'll become Nisgarish and Nisalman, they always deducted a Chaymish. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, but all these halachas do not apply if the Dvorim HaNishayimim was Chatichoi Shel Zov, pieces of gold. Number one, pieces of gold are not Ksofim. It's not Oivel HaSoicha. He cannot be Oisik B'mischa with this, so he doesn't have to give a shlish. Now, the other two reasons, we'll see, there was no shimush over here with these pieces of gold. So there's no reason to be peiches achaymish. And the Rishonim speak out, gold, there was a shuma yedua, they weren't moisif on the shuma. So more or less, the shuma on gold was an accurate shuma. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Vereyu kishavye." He's mechayev himself to pay back the way it was nishim. Meisve. So the Gemara asks Akasha. We learned in the Baraisa not like that. The Baraisa it says, "Hazohov hareyu kekelim." My love kekelim shel kesef. So the Gemara understood that he says, these pieces of Zov have a loche like Kalim. So the Gemara understood, ki Kalim shall kesev the pochsi. Just like by Kalim shall kesev, since they're nifchas, ayidei shimusha, say the doctor chaymish. So the Braisa said, Zov is the same thing. So the Gemara says, Loi ki kelim shel zohov de loi pochsi. It's that meaning saying, chatichais shel zohov are like kelim shel zohov de loi pochsi. So the Gemara says, "Im kein ki kei lov mi boilei." So then it should have said that if he bought in pieces of zov, it's equivalent ki ilu you made kalim out of this zov with its loy pochsi. Let us see what Rashi says. Zov areyu ki kalim, zov shovu. Hareyu ke kelim, umeforish va'ozul, my kelim. Then this chash really belongs here by the aleph, the pochsi, la kelim shel kesel, fisha mishtamshin behem, vuhu mekablon bepoches chaymish. Agabuch, I think, pshat v'rashis will see in Tosfos, what is the difference between Kalim shel kesef and Kalim shel zov, that Kalim shel kesef are nifchas and Kalim shel zov are not nifchas. It's not that zov is such a material that doesn't become nifchas. Now Tosfos says, and I think that's pshat in Rashi also, because Kalim shel zov are used very rarely. You do not serve breakfast on Kalim shel zov, and not even by a Shabbos Suda also. Yeah, at least once, for rare occasions, you take out kelim shel zov. So kelim shel zov is lei pochsi. Kelim shel kesef is pochsi. So the Gemara says, if that's pshat, im kein ki kelov mi boile. So then it should have said, it's equivalent ki kelov. Va'oi tanya, now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha. Zohav areyu kekelim. One of the different braisa. Zohav areyu kekelim. This is a debatable statement how to learn pshat, but let's go further. Either kekelim shel kesef, kelim shel zohav. Din rei zohav, but what if you had matbeis of zohav, arei hen kiksof. That is like money. And he's Moisef Shlish. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer b'mokayim shenoagu sheloy lepoilto. In the places where they did not use dindrei shel zov lepoiltom, that means, let's see what Rashi says. Lepertom sheyeshlem kitzvas madbeye. It has a double kotzuv. Lachlifom tomid, that you exchange it, but in rekesev and beputis leitzov lischeira. So in this place, that's called b'mokim shenogu lepertom. Or b'mokim sheloinogu lepertom. Shomin oison vereihen b'shavyeye. So then it's Bishav Yeyev. So the Gemara asks Rav Shimon Gamliel Ahai. And what case is Rav Shimon Gamliel speaking about? Ilema Seife. If he's going on the Seife, Michlal de Tanekame Sova Afilu Bemokim Shenogu Sheloi Lefotom, you're also Moisef Ashlish. That's what he said, Din Rei Zov Arein Kichsofim. Does he mean that speaking about a fill of it's not yoytze b'yoytzo? Haloinovki, it's not yoytze b'yoytzo. The whole mile of ksofim is that she gave him something that he can do business with right away, make revochim right away. If this is not yoytze b'yoytzo, so it doesn't have the mile of ksofim. So that can't be pshat. And Rav Shimon Gamliel can't be going on the safe. El alav areishe. V'hochi koma. The Tanakama said, Zohov areyu ke kelim. My kelim, kelim shel kesef. That there's a din of kelim shel kesef, that your poiches are chaymish. Rav Shimon Gamliel oima areyu ke dinrim shel zohov. B'mokim shenogu sheloy lefeltam. No, it's like pieces of zov like dinrim shel zo b'mokim shenogu shlele feltom, and he's mekabel shovyon, not a poches choymish. So let us understand. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is as follows. We're speaking about the Gemara of the Sud, we're speaking about Chaticha Yishol Zov. And the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakame is in the Reish. And the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said Chaticha Yishol Zov is that you mekabel shovyon, which is in reality what Rabbi Yechanan had said. And the Tanna Kama says, Chaticha Yishol Zov, Arein Kekelim, which if he's Chaylik, so it means that it's Yepoiches HaChaymish. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is from the Tanna Kama. That's what Taisu says, Ela Areishe, Mi Darabonam Porich. The one's asking from the Rabono. So the Ritva explains because Mistoma, the first Bereise, we asked Akash and Rabbi Yechon from the first Bereise. Azov Areyu Kekelim, and this is the same Loshen in the second Bereise, Azov Areyu Kekelim, and now we see Pshat in the second Bereise, that it means Kekelim Shal Kesef. That's Pshat in the Stoma of the first Bereise, also some Mistoma we Paskin, like the first Bereise, there's a Stam Bereise. And in Kalem means Kalem Shal Kesef. So the Kasha is, even though Rav Shem Gamliel seems to be saying that, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're Shom Kishovyon, you're Mechayiv yourself Kishovyon, but the Tanakhamen, it seems we Paskin like the Tanakhamen says Kalem Shal Kesef. That Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Agavulcha the Maloy Haroyim asks, he brings a shach, that the shach says, kol, there's a member of Rabbi Yochanan, kol mokim shishon Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is halacha kemoisa, wherever it says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimel, so we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the shach says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, afilu na baraisa. So the Maloy Haroyim asks, so I believe doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yochanan says that whenever we have a member of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lefima shekosa v'shach, Rabbi Yochanan svir leikomokim sheshon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'mishnoseinu alochi kemoise lavach mishnoseinu alafilu bebraise. And kein my makshe is a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says alochi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Well, that's a kasha. Well, kaponim. Somehow the Gemara understood we passing like the Tanna Kama. So that's the kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, loy lo ma seife. The machloikis of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is on the seife. So yes, Takashe, if he's going on the seife, in shenogu shule lefeirton, so what's the svore of the Tanakame that you moise vashlish? Or the novki ayyidei atchak. No, it's speaking about means it's not Yaitzi Beitzo Behedye. It's only Yaitzi Beitzo Yidei Atchaka Boho Kamiflegi. Mar Sova Kivin Denovki. Since it's fought Yaitzi Beitzo Mishabchinun Lo, so therefore Yemaisa Bashlish. Umar Sova Kivin Denovki Ela Yidei Atchak Loi Mishabchinun Lo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you're not Moisev HaSholish. What does Rashi say? Zov Arayu Kekelem, Zov Shov Arayu Kekelem, before Shvozom HaKelem, Din Rezov, Shein Tvuyim, it says a Tzura B'Matbeya, Reihen kichsofim, loisiv shlish. That's what the Tanakamos of Ishem mizumonim l'schar. Lefortim sheshlam kitzvas madbeh lachlifam tomit bedin rikesa veprutas loitzo l'schayra. Inei ma'aseifa din reizov. Yeah. So one teretz is that Abshim Gamlil is going on the safe, and there's a machlokes if it's yoytza idei atchak, but there's a din of ksofim or not. Iboy is saying, I'll tell you a second mahalach. Kulol Abshim Gamlil he could be there's no machlokes. This whole bereis is going according to Abshim Gamlil. B'chsuri merzavach iktoni. Zov areyu kekelem. Din rei zov areyhem kechsofem. That's what it says. But now we'll add a few words. V'medvo mamurim b'mokim shenogu l'poyrtom. V'tsyoytze b'yeytzo, avo b'mokim shenogu sheloy l'poyrtom. Shomin oysom v'areyhem b'shovyeyem. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oymer. B'mokim shenogu shaloi lefoyotom shamanoisim v'rehen b'shabyei. So we can say that there's no machloikis b'mokim shenogu shaloi lefoyotom. Everyone is moide. But the Obarais is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that it's b'shabyei. Fine. So mamele, there's no hechech that we want to be machir that Shimon Gamliel is going on the reishim, and the Tana Kama Kocha Chotz Kikelem means Kikelem Shal Kesef. That's the whole machloikis. No, Shimon Gamliel is going on the safe, and either there's a machloikis in the safe, Sheitzer Deyatchak or Kuloi Rab Shimon Gamliel. Frag the Gemara abo mikol mokim kikei love mi boile. But let's, we asked a kasha on the first barais, and we have the same kasha. If we are speaking about chatichos shel zov, arein kikeilim, should have said arein kikei love, it's just like, it's equivalent to keilim shel zov. What's kikeilim? Kalim would mean Kalov shall keset. Kasha. Akasha. Iboy yiseime oche b'mayeskinon b'dave priche. Rav Ashi omar b'memule. B'memale. We'll see. What does Rashi say? Biboy yisayme kekelem shal kesev de pochsi. Could be takets kekelem shal kesev. You're right. Doesn't say kelov. V'loy tikshila Rabbi Yochanan. Ah, this is a kash Rabbi Yochanan says arein keshavyam. T'chiyama Rabbi Yochanan begrutois gdoilois. He was speaking about large pieces of gold. In that, it seems, is loy pochsi. Umas nisen bedave priche grutois dakois, small pieces. And shenoifol mehem shememash meshim behem. This is more delicate, whatever it is, and then this is your pochsin mehem. Obimemalei dak dak shells of, this is like gold dust. Shekirin Klalo. So that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Zov areyu kishavyoi. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Now we have here a whole new Pshat. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. The Bechli Zov Mairi. We're speaking about, not the way Rashi says, Chaticho Yishol Zov, we're talking about Kli Zov. Kegoy Nezomim, V'tabois, and Arein Kishavya, V'im Toima, Maikoma, Loi kekelim shel zov delei pochsi. So let's understand. So talking about tachshitim, and we're saying that it's kishavya. And the Gemara, so the Gemara says, it says, no, kikelem, kelem shall kesef, the poxy. Like kikelem shall zov the loy poxy. Fact, toisvis and the rach obe kelem airi. Bishlam, according to Rashi, talking about pieces of gold. So we can say pieces have the same halacha like kelem of gold or kelem of silver, whatever it is. But if we are speaking about golden kelim, so golden kelim are like golden kelim. I mean, it's a bit modern. V'yesh loyim adohachi pirushe. My love ke kelim de kesef de pochsi. It's speaking about kelim de kesef de pochsi. The hazov. Now, the more the very interesting habamina. Kivin she he loiveshes tomet, nizomim v'taboy, she wears this constantly, af al pi she'enom nifchosim. Now, we have to know if she's going to wear an earring or a ring, and she'll wear it day after day, it won't be nifchas. This is a shimush that is not mafchis the keli. Yeah, but Isha Reitzeli is kashit by him. A woman wants to be miskashit, v'liyos peicheses chaimish, and to be peiches a chaimish. Now let us understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying as follows. Achsim the Maram Shif explains Pshat and Taisvis. We have to understand what we're talking about. We are speaking about Nichsei Tzayim Balzel. Now, it seems Me'iker Hadin Nichsei Tzayim Balzel is given to him, and he can do whatever he wants with it. He's Mekabel himself. He'll pay back how much it was worth B'shas V'chasana. That's Nichsei Tzayim Balzel. Now, so in other words, if she brought in rings, earrings, so what should he, mi'iker adin, halachically, what could he do? He could go and take these rings, and he goes to a jeweler, and he sells them, and he has money, and a guten tag. Now, this is mamish, for her, this is the mamish, this is gehenna maderbel, these rings, I mean, she could wear them, and he could sell them. So we say this Anan Sadi, that she's maskim to be poiches the shavyas and let me wear them. So that is pshat, so there's a mutual understanding. There's a mutual understanding, that's how the Gemara understood that that's pshat in the Beraisa. That zov arayin kichli kesef. That means, since she wants him not to be Azay Halachik Dik, he should take her feelings into consideration also. So Le'idar Gise, she's masking that if he gives her a get, he can deduct a fifth. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Umeshani. So that was the Kashan Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan is talking about Kalim Shelzov, Tachshitim. And Rabbi Yechanan didn't hold of this. Rabbi Yechanan held, there's no legitimate reason why we should be Poiches B'Shavyoi. Because Lamai said there's no Pras with the Shimush, and it's a Shume Amitis, so why should you be Poiches? Mendei is the kasha from the lotion of the Beraisa. The Beraisa says, Zov Arayin Kekelim. So it means it has the halacha of Kelim that in order to convince him to leave the Kelim so he should let her use these Tachshitim, she's masking to be Poiches ha-chaymish. Zot ha-kashin Rabbi Yechanan. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Oh, Mishani. And so Rabbi Yechanan said, no, that's not pshat in the Beraisa. Like Kalim Shozov, the Leipochsi. No, that's not pshat. It means it's like Kalim Shozov, the Leipochsi, perish. Kegain Kaisis, Ukaore Shozov. What does the Gemara mean? Kalim shozov are not nifchas. Obamiyu agav yukrom. They're very expensive. Ein mishtamshim ben tomid. You don't use them every day. Ubahanom pshite shehem kishovim. Dolei mishtamshim ben kuli hayde pochsi. So, Kalim Shozov, that zicher, that he's mekabel on himself, shavyom. So that's pshat. So here we're speaking about zov, the tachshitim of zov, zarem ki kalim shozov. Even though here there's a tmidiyistik use, but al kaponim there's no pchas. Ochinami. Nizomim v'tabois mishem kishis shalahem ein oroitz aliv chois. Fine. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Now the Gemara's asking a kasha kekeilov mi boilei. Now we have a problem. So what's this kasha? Kalim means kli kesef. We're talking about kalim to begin with. So like this is very good. It's a keli, a tachshit of zov is like kalim shel kesef that comes with a pchas of a chaymish. But if it's speaking about kalim shel zov, kalov mi boiloi, perish, what does that mean? She'oimid b'koloisov u'b'chshivusoy ve'einoy poiches chaymish. It should have said another loshen. It should have said, this is the loshen of derach. The Yaivitz wants to say, koloisov is a loshen of kol sonavshi, ein of kolois. That means the yearning. So you should have said that Azov Areyu Kikoloisov, that the Tais of the Rashbatak is Gairus, Areyim Kikoloisov, it's like Zov is always in a yearning matzev. That means it's like it's always brand new. And you never poiches anything. It remains with its shavius, that the same glitter it had, b'shas to nisuin, that's how much you have to pay. V'ein ne poiches chaymish. That's what it should have said. Talk upon him, the loshen is shver. Rein ke kelim, it would seem, it's like kli kesef. So this is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Umasik. Now, what does the Gemara answer? This is a whole new pshat of the Gemara. Bedave priche, perish. Bereise bedave priche airi. Now, not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the Zomim. The Bereise is speaking about bedave priche, pieces of gold. Perish zov shovu. Vohochi ktoni. Zov shavu, harei hu kekelim, dahainu kekelim shel zov, kemoi shama Rabbi Yochanan, afal pisha hu shavu, kivin sheinei poiches, choshuv kekelim. It would seem, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan, we have a raya from this bereise to Rabbi Yochanan. The raya is that kalim is a very vague terminology. kalim, there's different types of kalim. There's kalim, there's tachshitim, which are klis of, and there's kalim of forks and knives, which one uses twice a yovel. And if it says that zov arein ke kalim, so it seems we're comparing it to, it doesn't specify which kalim, so we're comparing it to all kalim. Just like all kalim is mekabel olav shavyon, so memela over here, he's also mekabel olav shavyon. A kli zov shav is also, it's choshuv. Kivin shenei peiches choshuv ke kalim. So that is pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. Now we have to hold cheshbon. So this is Goran under Pshat. Now the Gemara says, that's the first teretz. Iboy yisayim ochem ha'eskinim b'dava priche, that the zov is dava priche. That's what we're speaking about. In Ravashi yoma b'memalei. Now what does this mean? So Taisva says, Memalei zov hanitol min haoretz mi moitzo'oi. Taisva means gold ore, when it's taken directly from the earth, from the mines, the gold or whatever it is, it seems it's mi moitzo'oi. Now what is Taisva saying? So the Shita Mekabetza says that Taisva wants to say pshat. The problem was, the Baraisa says hazohov arei hu kekelim, the zohov. So the Gemara that's a deichik to say it's speaking about zov shovel, to call it with a hey ayidia hazohov. Should have been more explicit and not hazov. So therefore, he says that it means the zov when it's taken in its natural state, wherever you get zov, anitol min haoretz mi meitzoi. Zov when it's taken from its natural state. So even though it's not a keli, it's like kalim of zov, whichever aloche that you're not poiches mishabir. That's the end of this sugya. Now we have another sugya. Omar Rabbi Yanai besomim shalantuchye harei hen kiksofen. So what does Rashi say? Psomim shalantuchye, hu iker schoirosom, this is the main schoire, beisho sheichniso labailo shumehem areihen kechsofim. This is equivalent to kechsofim, this is something that's oivel la soicher, lahoisem shlish, areihen kechsofim. Omar Rab Shmur ben Achmeni, Omar Rab Yechanan, Rab Yenison, Gmalim Shal Arvie, Isha Goive Parno Mehem. Now Rashi says Pshat, Parne, the same thing, Revach Shlish. This is also, in these Mekoimis, it seems that this was also Oive La Seicha. The Shini Aloshin, that's Taisvus Kash. About Kaponim, that's how Rashi says Pshat. Omar Rav Papi, Hani, Tusvi, Devei, Michsi, Isha Goive, Parne, Mehem. Tusvi, Devei, Michsi, Smoloi, Shaloi, Seimokim, was a type of clothing. Begodim, was also, it seems, was could be that that's from the beginning. Shlomo wants to say could be each one was a little less in over la seicha than the other one, and we're going bahadrogi. Each one is, this also is a din of ksofim that he has to give a shlish. V'omer apapi anisaki derudye, v'ashli dekomchunye, isha goyve parnemehem. And Rashi says, ashli chavolim. Finished. So according to Rashi, all these members are telling us that these things are evil asoicher, and umaisev ashlish. Omar Rove. Now, Nusugye. Mereish hava amine, in the beginning, I was under the impression, ani arniki de mechuze. Now, arniki de mechuze, Rashi says, kisin melein boys, these were bulging bullets, isha goive parno mehem. Now here Rashi says, a whole new taich. Parne, loze shamati, and this parne, I heard a new pshat. Ksube, that an isha was goive, ksuboso, from this cash, arniki de mechuze. Minichse yesaymen, v'loy amrinen metaltli di yasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoi. And you don't say metal to the yasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoyv. My time, why not? As machtayu alayu. So I was under the impression the ikir smiches das of the isha is on the money. V'govye metaltali kihani, so they're goive such metaltalin, shehein lebemokim kakois, levishabale schoirehein. It seems their whole smiches das was on the arniki, the mechuzah, and the mois. So memele, like this, you don't mourn for metalti the yasmi, because the iker is what the iker smiches das is, and the iker smiches das is on karke, so that karke becomes meshubit. Yevashibut, Rashi says in Ezaneshech, nichsei de inish inan arevin loy. So what does that mean? That means just like a person will only lend money if he has a orev which will guarantee the payment, so a person relies on Yenem's karkois. That's why he's lending him money, because he relies that if he won't pay him back, he'll be able to mum from the karka. It seems that in the mechuzah, they relied on the money. They'll be goyver from the money. He can be matzniya the money. We have to know, but I'll kapon him. That's what Rava was under the impression. The ikas michas das is on the money. So the ikas michas das is on the money. So mamel, it can be gegoyve, the ksube, from the yisayimim. It's not called metalfli the yas. That's I was under the impression. Kivin the chazoi. But later I observed the shokli lohu, that they used, when they took the money, when the Amonis and the Grushes took the money for the Ksube, the Novki v'chimashkechi are zovni bohu, when they found the Karka, so they invested this money in the Karka. Amino, so then I saw asmachtayu a'arahu, that Ikes Miches Das was on the Karka, because I see by themselves that they invested it in kalk, and that by them was a pesazoi, that was something to rely on. What does Rashi say? The shoklulu hanoshim almonis vagrushes shagoyves ksubos and the aru vein goyves elsam emele. If that's the case, vein goyves el mina kalke mina yisaymen. Let us see Taisus. Gamlaya shall gmalim shall arbiye, isha goive parno mehem. Perish bekuntris, revach shlish, shahim kiksofim, shemoisif abal shlish. That means all these Nyonim Rashi said this is going on Reva Shlish. The last thing is going on to be given from the Yisayim. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Havalei Lameimel, Arei Hen Kiksofin, Kedekoma Rabbi Yanai. In the Rabbi Yanai said this, Halacha is Ebsomish Antuch, Arei Hen Kiksofin, that you may say Shlish, or they should have a Meisr, Gmalim Sharav, you may Hen Kiksofin. All of a sudden, Ebsisei Ebsanu Loshen, Goyve Parne Mehem, V'nir Eloi. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on Rashi, and verkehrt from Gemalim and further, the whole sugya is speaking about the Biksubairi. We're speaking about the Gvias Ksube. Sheisha goyve Ksuboso mehem, das machtayu alayu. And then these inyonim, dikas michas das was on the Gemalim, on the smallest, k'moishe pesh pekunt chesatz, megabi arneki de mechuse. Fine. So my mele sotoisve says, so if that's pshat in the Gemara, so now we can learn out a haloche l'maise. Umikan, poiskin, the metaltali didon, mikan poiskin, I'm sorry, mikan poiskin, and from this Gemara, they paskin, this is Arashba, this is Gadashita's Arashba, mikan poiskin, the metaltali didon, mishtabdi liksube, that is bismaneinu, is our metaltalim, all our metaltalim are mishtabdi liksube, da have kigmalim, da arviim, va ashtli de kamchunye, das machtayu alayu. That's what Paiskim say. That's Pshat in the Gemara, the way the Rabbeinu Tam said. And if the Lomdus is that there was only certain metaltlim, gmalim, or tusvi, whatever it is, but al kaponim bismaneinu. So the ikas michas das is on all metaltlim. So memele, so all metaltlim become mishubit. Ve'ein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on this psak. This umikan poiskim, this psak, Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik. De'i ke karke domi, kahani de shmaitze, imkein im mocham habal, toitzi ishte miyad alakuches la'chamoise. So come out. By all metaltalim, if you say that Ikes Michas Das is on the Metalflim, so the Ikes Shibud is on the Metalflim, if there's a Shibud on the Metalflim, so it'll come out if the husband sold Metalflim to someone else, so you should be able to be mon from the Lekuches. It's Meshubit, so be able to mon from the Lekuches. So Memelas, the whole Takonas Hashut became bottle. So what is Tais Viskashe? So Tais Viskashe is Dachsamed Aflo explains as follows. I mean, what's the Meichash? I mean, Tais has a problem. There'll be a problem. So now it's a Shrek. Every person has a Shibud of a Ksube, and every person sells Metaltlum, and now it's a Shrek. You can't buy anything. You'll buy, and they'll give a get, and they'll die, so you'll be going with the Metaltlum. So say that, Altstakonis Ashuk, you don't mon. What's the problem? Mikir Adin is a Shibud, but you don't mon. So, Dachsachmir Daflo explains that if you don't mon from the metal, from the Lakucha, so then there's no Iker Smichas Das. That means, we're working with a Cheshbon over here. We're working that, why can one be goyve? Why is the shibud? Because the ikas michas das is on the metaltalim. So the ikas michas das is on the metaltalim. So that is why the ikas shibud is on the metaltalim. If you can't mon from the lakucha, so there's no smichas das. That's me. One of the Mephoshim says, I mean, this is the Rabbeinu Tam's Kash on the Rashba. The Rashba would arrive from this Gemara that it's a Hefkeveld, that Yemon from all Metaltim, Yemon from Lekuchas also. So he says, this can't be the time. But Al Koponim, these things, that what the Gemara spoke about, let's forget about the Rashba, but the Gemara spoke about Gmalim Shel Arviyeh, or the Taisvi, these taki you were gaiver from Lekuchas. These things taki you were gaiver from Lekuchas. I mean, that's taki pshat in the Gemara. The Ikas Michas Das was on these things. Ay, Higufe Kasha, how do we understand this? I mean, maybe, the business used to be with Goyim. The Gmalim they used to sell to Goyim, so Al Kaponim and by Goyim there's no union of Takonis Hashuk, basically. Al Kaponim, that is the Rabbeinu Tam's Kashe on the Yesh Poiskim. He says, no, I'll tell you, Elamach Mas Takonis HaGoyim Govim Imetal to the Yasmik Meshekosu B'Ksav Rav Shchira Goyim. There's another din. That there's no shibud ametaltlim, but the goyim were misakin that metaltul diyasmi mishtabdi. He can be goyver from a ksuba from metaltul diyasmi. That's pshat in this din, but it's only from Yisayim. It's nothing to do with this gemara. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hamesi es bitay stam. Lo yivcheis lo mechamishim zuz. He should give her Chamishim Zuz. The Aflo brings down from the Pnei Yeshua that this was a minimum Nadin. And this magic number of Chamishim Zuz, it says, Mishi Yeshlai Nun Zuz V'noise V'noise Nimoim La'itol Minatzdoke. That means Nun Zuz can do business with it so you can support yourself already. This is enough to support yourself. So a person, this is a minimum amount, a Macy is Bita Istam La Yitchis La Mechamishim Zuz. Posak Lach Nisa Arumba, now this is L'Cheir Zanu Halochem. He said he will not give any begodim for her, that means that's not his obligation. Lo yoimar habal kshachniseno lebeisi achaseno biksusi, elo mechaso vo'ide bebeisavi. It seems already, if that was the understanding, that the father is not supplying her clothing, so it seems it's the obligation of the baal to supply clothing for her before the nisuin. V'chein ha-meisi yesei yisoyime. Now we're talking about agabi tzedoke. Agabi tzedoke that marries off a yisoyme is lo yifches lo mechamishim zuz. Also, that's tzolchei anisuin. So he should make sure that if they're taking care of the tzolchei chasen, they should make sure that should be chamishim zuz. Im yesh bekis, now if there's more money in the kis, mefalnes in oisolafi kvoida, then you give more than chamishim zuz. V'chein ha-meisi yasi yisayme, zot rashi gabi tzedoke. Zog te gemor, omar rabai, chamishim zuzi pshiti. That what it says, chamishim zuz, there's zuz medine and zuz tzuri. Zuz medine is 1/8 of a zuz tzuri. So Abaye says, that what it says, you have to give Chamishim Zuz, that's Chamishim Zuzi of Medina. Chamishim Zuzi Pshite. Mimai, midiktoni seifim yesh bekis, if there's money in the kishel tzedoke, mefarnes in oisa lekvi kvoido. Vamrinen mai kis, omar rechavo alme kishel tzedoke. Isalke daiton chamishi zuzi mamish. That it's, we're talking about chamishim zuzi which is 8 times as much. What does Rashi say? Zuzi pshiti, zuzi medine shmeine mehem zuz tsuri. Let us see. Taisus. Amar Rabbi Chamishim zuzi pshiti. Vim taima. Amai itzterch lemifshit mimas nisen. Why do you have to be poshit from the Mishnah, Adiyek, from the Sefer? With Rav Yudah Marav, you can be poshit tivshim Rav Yudah Marav. Dome per kamadik dushin. Bishal divreyem kesef medinet. But he says, when a chiyuv, the rabbonon, whenever there's a chiyuv, the rabbonon, it says kesef, and there it's kesef medine. So this is mistama, this is halacha of Mishal Devrayim. So it's not a deraisa of the chiyuv over here, it's a chiyuv of the rabbonon. So we have a klal already, all chiyuv of the rabbonon, and it says haschum, it means kesef medine. That's a memra of Rav Yudah Marav. V'yesh loyma emphatoises Rav Yudah loynosan simin ela asilin luchidayu. Rav Yehuda is only speaking about sloim. Sloim that the Rabbonon were mechayev, that's sloy silay medinim. V'lo yazuzi v'amone. But zuzi amone never spoke about that. V'horai, domrinem ba'achoyvul, Hatekeya la chaveire ba'oznoi, noisin loisela, rabiyeise glili oima mone, vo omrinon mai mone, mone tsuri tnan, oi mone medine tnan, mokla za shaila, u posha te mone tsuri tnan, uloi porich med rab Yehude, na this shir is ad rabona de kishir, the number zich ad rabona de kenumber, so why didn't Gemara ask me the Rabbi Yehuda? Uksube nami afilu leman da omar ksube da rabonon havi mosayim zuzit zuz tsuriyim kemoy leman da omar di erais afilu uksube da rabonon the same amount the shir ksube is the same say hold the rabonon say hold the erais. The loypligi ella benose isha beretz Yisrael vegir shebekaputkiy noisim imoyz eretz Yisrael imoyz kaputkiy. There we have a machlokes of ksuba derais and ksuba derabon on how you pay up. But al koponim we don't find any other machlokes. Olachayre there should be another machlokes. Is it the amount you give? Vechein mone dal mone. Davi lekula alme derabonon, aksubis amon azicha derabonon. Ave mone tsuri, kedemash berkame gabi bezn shol kahanem goivim, tiksubis amon emachse kishel teure. So we see that this memra of Rav Yehuda Amarav was only said legabi the medbay of Sloim. At the Sloim, the Rabbonon are Medine, but he never spoke about the other coins. So Memele, he was speaking about Zuzi, so Rabbi and Bingaraya, that the Zuzi of our Mishnah is Zuzi Medine. Pshiti. Tono Rabbonon. Yosoim v'yosoime shabo lihisparnis. They're both coming, so Rashi says, Lispalnis, Mezainai Shel Tzedoke. You're coming for Mezainis. Is Mefarnasim Ese Yosoime V'achakach Mefarnasim Ese Yosim. First you have to see to take care of the Yosoime, and then, if there's left over, you take care of the Yosim. Ne She'ish Darkoi Lachzer Ala Psochem. Vein Isha Darkoi Lachzer. So Memele, so she's a bigger nitzrach, so you have to go and take care of her. Yosayim v'yosayim shebo linosay, they're coming from tzorchei nisuyim. So Rashi says shebo linosay mishel tzedoke, damrine lekamon asher yechsa loy zu ishe, deimer sere sheyechsa loy, so tzorchei ishe is also something that we, that's for mitzvah tzedakah, that's a tzorech, and the gabit tzedakah has to take care of this. So Messina say Yesoyme v'achakach Messian es hayosim, neishaboishoso shal ish merube mishal ish. Mishaboishoso shal ish merube mishal ish. The busha that she's not married, so that's a bigger busha than the merube mishal ish. Agaburcha the Ben Yehuda says, amore de kahore, he says, lochere, we would think other cheshbonos, lochere, he says, alzchet, he says, we heard before, Yitzro Yishalish is Godel Mishalish, so my mele here, we matzel him in a chet, and by says Chazal, held differently, Busha, a chet is a psa, a dovo chitzoine, the Busha by says, this is like a hoholchius, like the chachlom is mami moves, so it seems this is her chiyus. So this is a din kedima over an ish, even though there's other cheshbonos by an ish that an ish doesn't have. Tana rabbana, yosaim shebo lisa, soichin loy bayis. So what are the tzolche chasnet, what we have to take care of? Adire, umatzin loimite, v'chol kli tashmishoi, v'acharkach, masin loisha. The tzrochim, and then the ishalom. Shenemar, dei machsoirei asheyech saloi. Dei machsoirei ze habayis, Asher yechzar zemita v'shulchan loy zu ishe. V'chein u'aymer eser loy ezer kenegdoy. So it's an ish is called loy. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say day is loshen yad. Yad is like a mocking. A matziv loy yad. So that day is Meramez Anamokim. You have to shtel tzu abayis for him. Asher is a loshen of oisher. That means she should have the his musher. He has the tzolche abayis. He has the furniture and things which are needed. And loy, he wants to say, well, loy is because, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Moshe, Lemisha, Oved, Aveda, Mi, Marzer, Al, Mi. So, Loi is what was once his already. And Ish is an Aveda. He lost it. So, Memele, Loi Zoisha. Yeah. I once said a vote, I once heard the Mira Sheshiva, Rab Nochem Zechayne Levroche, he says, why is it that some Bochem have such a problem to find a Zivik? So he says, well, Zeizuchen Farmetzius. The Gemara says, Moshel Amisha Oved Aveide. You have to look for an Aveda, not for a Metziah. If you're looking for a Metziah, it's very hard to find Metziahs. An Aveda you can find, a Metziah, Trafmanisht. So I once asked Akash on this, so the Gemara says, Zuisha, Motze Isha, Motze Toiv. So, Vaistois, you should look for Metziahs back at least. So I wanted to say, you mispalel for a metziah, but you look for an aveda. There's two different dorim. So the Rabbeinu Shalom came and mispalel zayin for a metziah, but on Sekum Tla Maise, don't search for metziahs, because then it's very difficult to find. Tana Rabbonim, Deimach Soiroi,
Ata metzuva olav lefarnesoi. Viata metzuva olav laoshoi. What's missing by him? Asher yechsa aloi. But what is missing for him, what is missing for him? Afilu sus lilkev olav ve'eved lorutz lefonov. If he needs it, so that's yachsaloi. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down two pshotim on this halacha. Afilu sus afilav eved lorutz lefonov. So one pshari brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoine, we're speaking about an osher sheyorad minachosov, shuhu murgul betchile betanugim gedoylim. So memela, now he needs it, he needs a suslirkev olav, he can't walk, and he needs eved lorutz lefonov, he needs this. That's how he grew up, and that's a part of him. That's the Rabbeinu Yoine. The Goinim say, we're speaking about a different case. We're speaking about an oni she'enei mefursim ba'anius. That the oilam does not know his matzav. They think he's still the same oisha that he was before. So then it's yechsa loy, so he needs the same anhoge. He has to continue the same anhoge that he was living with till now, that it shouldn't become nisparsim, that he was yered minachosov. That's yechsaloi. But the goyim say the minute it became nisparsim, that he became a yered, then it's not yechsaloi anymore. We don't cheshbin with his regilis, that when he was nisragel to tanugim gedolim till now. So we have a machlekes pshat in the Gemara. Amru olav al hilal azokim, shalokach laoni ben toivim echot sus lirkev olav, he got for him a sus lirkev olav, ve'eved lorutz lofonov, that was mitzvah sedoke, pam achas leimotze eved lorutz lofonov, ve'rotz lofonov shloisha milim. So he himself was Rotz Lofonov. I saw the Eneliyo and the Ben Yoyode Eska Kashe. How was Hillel permitted to do this? He was a Nasi, that's not so poshut. Ben Yoyode says that he disguised himself, that they shouldn't know that it was Hillel. That's what Ben Yoyode wants to say. And Eneliyo wants to say that since it was Goli Lakil that he's doing this L'Shem Mitzvah, so this doesn't fall into the Yisrael that a Mishnis Mane Ala Tzibur, it's also Lassis Melocha Bifnei Shloisha. He said, here it's like Goli Lakil that he's doing a L'Shem Mitzvah, Zeu Kevoidoi.